Jason Mraz, I Feel Like Dancing. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. And we've got some friends from the city of Elizabethtown, Beth Piles and Priscilla Scarborough. And you guys are here to talk about Cruising the Heartlands coming up in just a week.
A week. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
It's the most fun weekend of the year in downtown Elizabethtown.
It is the coolest weekend of the year in downtown Elizabethtown.
It's the shiniest, too.
It is. And probably one of the loudest, too.
I love everything about it. And people show off all this work they've put into these classic vehicles and these upgrades to these cool cars. And I like all the different kinds. I like everything from a rat rod to a fully restored vehicle to a street custom, gassers, all that stuff. It's just wild what people can do with a car.
And we'll have all of those here next Saturday.
Absolutely. Not to mention all-day giveaways, concert by the Monarchs. I mean, it's just so much fun. The food trucks, I mean, and just, you know, a wonderful way to spend a family day.
But Saturday is the big day.
It is the big day.
But leading up to that, Friday is a big day, too. It's a big deal.
Absolutely. So for those of you who don't know, we have an amazing car show the Friday before Cruising, so a week from today, actually, out at Freeman Lake Park. We are also going to have a concert out at the bandstand, food trucks. So even if you don't have that classic show car and want to come out and just enjoy the concert and walk around and look at some amazing, gorgeous cars, we invite you to come on out and have fun.
I mean, there's nothing better than eating some cool food. It's at the lake, which is a gorgeous setting, and just hang out. It's like a big family get-together, but there's also a band and everything else going on.
It is. And, you know, if you want to enter your car, registration starts at 2 o'clock, so come on out. You'll see the signs. If you don't want to register your car and just want to come look around, like I said, the fun starts at 2. We'll have DJs out there before the band takes the stage. Bring your bag chair if you want to come and listen. Walk around, take pictures with the car. Talk to some of the owners. You know, they, of course, love their cars. And it is very interesting to talk to them and kind of find out why they have that car. A lot of them, it's, you know, from their childhood. It was their first car that they got when they were 16. A lot of them, this is their life. And it's a great network of people that are in the car world. So it will be a great day on Friday.
Now, I got a question. So this comes up every now and again. Some car shows are prohibitive. They're like, we only want these years or these models. Don't you bring anything that's new. You know, there can be some incredible cars that are 3, 4, 5 years old. There really aren't any restrictions on this type of show.
Exactly. So no restrictions, just no motorcycles, of course. So cars, trucks, new, old, come on out. The judging sheets are very broad, if you will. So I believe last year we had a couple of modern electric vehicles.
One of the new Mustangs, electric Mustangs, was in our Elite 20, our top 20, and received an award. It was immaculate. It was super cool.
It was beautiful.
What they did with it, it was exciting.
Yeah, they tricked out a new ride. It was awesome.
How many cars did we have last year?
Last year in the show itself, so the ones that wanted to be judged, I think we had a little over 100. And then we also had people that brought their cars that didn't necessarily want to be judged, but they brought them to add to the show that just wanted to come out there, sit by their car, and sit with their friends and let people come around and look
at
them.
And this was Friday. Okay, and then on Saturday.
Saturday, oh my goodness.
Downtown E-Town.
Well,
thousands and thousands
of folks. I think we lost count somewhere around the 14,000 people.
Just a couple showed up. Kind of a failure. Yeah. Really.
It really was. It was a flop, folks.
We had a city's worth of people crammed downtown. So let's talk about street closures. This is something that is not really that confusing. You guys have brought a map. You can explain it super easy. Explain when and where the streets will be closed and how people can get their cars in, even inside the closed area.
Yes. So the streets will be closing on Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. So if you look, we have some flashing signs out by the hospital on the other side of the railroad tracks on South Dixie to kind of warn you, and then on Mulberry as well. We will be shutting down at Miles and Dixie. Okay. And then we will be shutting down at Central Avenue in Dixie, and then at Poplar and Mulberry, or Poplar and 62, and then again down by Helm. No, College Street in 62. Sorry, it's very it's confusing for me because we've been talking streets and walking and everything. So we'll shut it down there. We'll start letting cars in shortly after that. And then the streets will reopen again around 7 o'clock at night. So if you have any type of activity scheduled for that day, just make note of that. There's plenty of options to get around, whether you're using the bypass or Ring Road, but just make yourself aware of that.
Okay, so I want to bring my classic car, my cool ride, my hot rod, my modern vehicle I've customized. How do I get inside the area where the streets are closed?
Absolutely. So there will be entry and exit points. So your entry points are on Dixie. So you can come in Dixie and Central, of course, if you're coming from that south end. You can also enter in on Mulberry 62 coming in. And then I believe over here near you all, over here at Wall Street, is another entry point. So there are several ways to enter in. And if it's there, it's clearly marked on a map that you can locate on our events website, which is etownevents.com. And I think y'all are posting it too, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as we get that map, because that map was just finalized last night.
It was. So we're trying to find as many public parking lots as well. So if you're just a spectator and don't have a vehicle to put in the show, we've tried to secure and get permission to use some surrounding lots. So, you know, our business community in downtown Elizabethtown is wonderful. This is a community event, and we hope that everybody embraces it. It is such a fun weekend. If you've never been before, come. The Monarchs, I cannot say enough about them. If you've never heard them, they're just good classic music. And if you are not tapping your foot or dancing or singing along, there's something wrong with you.
One thing I want to touch on is something that I think a lot of people don't necessarily know about. It's like a little secret that we don't want to be a secret. On Friday night, when the cars are leaving the park on Friday night, because I've been on Friday nights and I've, you know, driven home with my dad in his car, and people are lining the streets in from the park all the way into downtown E-Town. People just get out like
they
it's a parade.
They do.
And they watch the cars as they go through. So that is something that we want to encourage more people to be a part of.
Absolutely.
Because it's a sight to see.
Yes, bring your bag chair. So if you come down, like you said, if you come down on Dixie Highway that evening, and usually it's about 7:30 or 8 o'clock, people are lined up watching and cars just cruise up and down, kind of like the old days when that's what people did on a Friday night, is they got their best girl or their best friends loaded into the car and they just cruised up and down Dixie Highway. And so, yes, you will see some wonderful cars, and the guys like it. I mean, some of them gather in parking lots as a group, whether it's the Corvette Club or whatnot. But, bring your chair and sit down. The weather is going to be wonderful Friday night.
I have one last question. Explain to people how this will correspond with and be utilized with the hub, and how they can take advantage of that.
So with the new hub district as our entertainment district, you are able to, if you purchase an alcoholic beverage from a licensed point in the festival zone, you will be given a hub cup. Your beer or your alcohol will be in that hub cup. You're able to walk around with it as long as it's in the hub cup. I know at the State Theater, we will have a beer trailer, as we always do. Our beer will be served in those hub cups. I know some of the other establishments that have the permanent liquor license are doing the same. So yeah, so you'll be able to walk around with it. So that's kind of fun. This is our first festival. I know we've had some other events with Tavern in the Garden, and I know at the State Theater, we have a lot of concerts, so we've already utilized that. So, but this is the first major event that the city is having. And so, just a little easier for our folks to enjoy the day. And, with the food trucks, there'll be a lot of non-alcoholic beverages as well. So those you can just walk around with whatever cup they're in. But the hub, yeah, we're excited about that. And I don't know if you've noticed the signs that are up on the perimeters. And those are a nice, we're glad that those are coming in. So when you're walking downtown, look up and you'll see those and you'll be like, oh.
And that means, you know, where before you weren't allowed to walk around with your alcoholic beverages
now,
in all the areas. You had to stay in
designated areas.
You're supposed to stay in designated areas.
Yeah.
But now you can just walk around in the hub area.
They took our leash off.
Yeah.
And
now
we're free and we can do that. So,
all right, Priscilla and Beth, thanks so much for coming in and talking. This is just a week away. So time is flying.
We are so excited. So excited.
And we want the weather today to be here next week. So you all work on that.
Okay. All right. We'll see what we can do.
Thank you.
Cruising the Heartland coming up next weekend. And we are Quixie 98.3.